And good evening to you, Saturday evening, 6 o'clock. It's the B-Sides, Siouxland Public Media's delving into the world of rock and roll. Eric Blumberg.
This is Johnny Boland.
And we welcome you every Saturday night at 6 o'clock for the best in rock and roll songs that you haven't heard in a long time, and maybe some songs that you haven't heard ever, but that's the way it works around here. We want to get people educated and into the swing of things. Normally, we would start off the show with something from Tommy. And we do have something from Tommy. It's from The Bottom Shelf, Volume 1.
Okay.
Right? Familiar with that one?
I'm familiar with it. I don't know until I hear it who's on the cuts, but I'll tell you afterwards.
Well, this is a
you know, because this is sort of musicians with the whole album, you know.
Yeah,
so.
It is, because this one is from Ebbets Field, 1974, which we've played from that album before.
Gotcha.
And this one was not on the original Ebbets Field. It's called Whiskey Headed Woman.
She won't do right. I got a whiskey-headed woman, and man, she won't do right. You know she leave in the morning, stay gone all night. Whiskey-headed woman, stay gone all night long. Go to mama, any way you want her. Whiskey-headed woman, stay gone all night long. Tell me, baby, something going on wrong. That ain't right. Drinking that cheap whiskey and wine. Whiskey had a woman sit around drinking that cheap whiskey and wine. But if I take it from a man, she'll just drink turpentine. Whiskey had a woman, man, she won't do right. Lordy mama, any way you want her. Whiskey had a woman, she just won't do right. You know she leave in the morning, stay gone all night. Mm-hmm.
very much.
You know the reason why. You know the reason why. My mother was of the sky. My father was of the earth. But I am of the universe. And you know what it's worth. I'm lonely. Gonna die. If I ain't dead already. Girl, you know the reason.
Hey, it's the Beatles and Bolan right here on the B-Sides
with Blumberg.
The B-Sides with Beatles and Bolans.
That's right.
And Blumberg.
And what?
And Blumberg.
And Blumberg, yeah. We don't have the Beatles actually in the studio with us, but we do have Bolan and we do have Blumberg. Hey, you know what? Before that, we heard from Tommy, of course, Whiskey-Headed Woman from the Bottom Shelf, Volume 1. All those albums are available for your listening pleasure. The Beatles never did much in the way of a blues song. I was trying to recall what they may have done in the past. Your blues stood out. That's from the White Album, of course.
Well, it took them a while. You know, they had to get through the love department. You know?
The love department, yeah.
And really, and then they started playing really the stuff they really want to play, I guess. And, you know, tired of holding their hand and loving her and she loves me and, you know.
Yeah.
Great songs, by the way.
Good songs, but, you know, poppy songs. And a lot of other groups following the Beatles, did the same kind of jazz. So,
right.
Or rock, I should say.
That's a great song. I mean, it's one of those ones where you don't hear it on the radio, like, pretty much. I never really have too much.
Well, you hear, back in the USSR from that album, you hear It's Your Birthday, of course. They play that on anybody's.
Right.
And the rest of that album is really, really good. Everybody's got something to hide except for Me and My Monkey is one of my favorites. So we're doing kind of from the 60s through present time today on the Blues Rock here on Siouxland Public Media, the B-sides with Bolan and Blumberg. So where better to start than with the Yardbirds?
Mm-hmm.
And we have got a trio of Yardbirds coming up for you. One with Clapton, one with Beck, and one with Page.
Well, let's do it.
Let's get it started. Okay. Right here with Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl.
We you know you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I know you really, really did, babe. I said you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
Little set of Yardbirds here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg, rocking your way through an early Saturday evening. So, we did the Yardbirds. Now, don't be confused. The first song we heard was Eric Clapton, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. And then Jeff Beck did I'm a Man. And Led Zeppelin, You Shook Me. So, why did I say it was the Yardbirds? Because before they became Led Zeppelin, they were called the New Yardbirds.
That's right.
That's right. Going back to 1968.
But that's when they had Keith singing. I don't think Platt was with them yet or something. Keith Ralph?
Yeah, Keith Ralph was the original.
For about 5 minutes.
it was about 5 minutes until Robert Plant came along, and you kind of say, well, all right, Robert Plant. Yes, I can understand this. We were talking between the, we always talk during the songs and stuff. We groove with them and we would talk with them. We were talking about Cleveland and being Cleveland being the head of the Rock and Roll Museum. And I just was wondering how come it got there. We were talking about Alan Freed, who was a disc jockey. He started in Cleveland, then moved to New York. And he started spinning discs back in the mid-50s.
Yeah, it was quite the craze. It was really...
Yeah, it was.
He was a man, you know, really.
But, you know, when I think about the beginnings of rock and roll in the 50s, I think of Sam Phillips' Sun Studios in Memphis.
That's right.
Yeah, because they had Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash, who all at that time were rock and roll guys. Johnny became a country guy later, but at first he was a rock and roll guy. So as far as I'm talking about, the birthplace of rock and roll occurred in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, Alan Freed had a personality. I'm not saying, you know, Sam Phillips was a deadbeat, but I'm just saying he had the idea, he had the charisma, the knowledge of recording and getting and finding talent.
Right.
Kind of like me and you. Alan, all he did was really just
spun discs. I got paid for it, too.
Yeah, he did.
It was a big old scandal with that.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue with our blues rock extravaganza here on Siouxland Public Media. Let's go a little bit later than Led Zeppelin. Not too much. To the third album of Humble Pie. I'm ready.
I haven't had time to Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing round your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing round your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. Yeah, I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. When you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging's going on. Well, buzz a while.
I'm a king bee. That's Peter Frampton off his latest. It's all blues. I'm a king bee. And before that, we heard Humble Pie with, of course, Peter Frampton from their third album here on Siouxland Public Media. It's known as the Aubrey Beardsley record because they have paintings of that artist.
Oh, is that
on
right?
The cover. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I've met Peter Frampton. I mean, I think you did too.
Yeah, I did meet him. Yeah.
And I said, man, I really like your second album. And he said, well, that's Town and Country. This is his third album. Then they put out Rock On and then at the Fillmore and Peter was gone.
Okay.
But you could tell it's Peter. Not necessarily from the voice. It doesn't sound like him.
Yeah, it didn't really sound
like
him singing.
But you could tell from the guitar and also the... what do you call it? The vocoder? What do you use?
The talk box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We use that for Anthony Comes Alive and everything.
Right.
He was using that a little bit there too. So, Peter Frampton, Humble Pie, right here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. A lovely Saturday evening right here on Siouxland Public Media. We're going back now into the 70s. Remember a band called Family?
Yeah, I do. They weren't really my style.
No, and they weren't very
popular. Kind of like Fairport Convention or...
Bass player from Family turned out to play for Blind Faith, Rick Gretsch.
Oh.
Right? But after Family broke up, they formed a new group, Roger Chapman and Lou Whitney, called Streetwalkers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's Toenail Dragon. Siouxland Public Media, that's the Chesterfield Kings, One Foot in the Graveyard. Here's Rory Gallagher. Don't start me talking.
Go down to Roses, stop at Fannie Mae's. I'm gonna tell old Fanny what I said. To go to get some market, was out in the street. Old George stopped him. He knocked it down, black and the right. He gets back home and tells her husband, start me talking, so I tell everything I know. I'm gonna wake up and sing the fine.
Don't start me talking, Rory Gallagher. This is a new album that just came out. It's a compilation of electric and acoustic stuff. It's just called Blues. Don't start me talking. Before that, the Chesterfield Kings, if it sounded like they were the Rolling Stones, yeah, I think they were trying to do that. One Foot in the Graveyard from Let's Go Get Stoned.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The album. And before that, Streetwalkers from their first album, Toenail Dragon, right here on Siouxland Public Media. Hey, before we get into any more music, and we have a little bit more to do, don't forget to download the Siouxland Public Media app, and that way you can take all of the shows, wherever you are, with you around the world. I want to go around the world.
We'll let you. Just come back every weekend to do the show.
Yeah, I'll come back every weekend to do the show.
But, right, you know, which I know you will.
I just like to have my voice somewhere like in Indonesia or something. I suppose you can listen to the show in Indonesia. We can also listen to ZZ Top and Billy Gibbons First, we have ZZ Top. Jesus just left Chicago.
She rides.